Well, I tell you, Mr. Gwindell, I was willing to cooperate with you under any circumstances and to the fullest extent that you can find.
Well, Mr. Brown, I must have your assistance if I'm going to do a good job in making this hotel pay money.
Oh, so me and you stick together. Remember, I as your friend and your pal and all that stuff.
Well, now, what I was going to tell you, let me see, what was that?
Well, you was going to explain something to me about how to handle the people when they come in and how to handle the people when they go out.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, the first thing I want you to, Mr. Smith, is this.
Wait a minute. My name is Brown. Why don't you just call me Andy? That's what everybody else calls me.
Tell you the truth, Mr. Brown. I don't want to get too friendly with the people working under me. Now, as I was saying, under this system, the incoming guest approaches up to the desk in a steady line which forms on the right.
Well, these are the people that are checking in.
That's right. Now, them is the incoming guests. They form the line on the right that runs through the lobby out onto the sidewalk. Now, while the outgoing guest forms the line like that, the outgoing guest forms the line on the left and speed up the service by placing the key on the desk with their right hand while they reaches for the pocketbook to pay their bills with the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I want you to remember, and that is this. What was he talking about, Mr. Smith?
Something about they put their key down with their right hand and reach for their pocketbook with their left hand.
Who is that?
You say the outgoing guest, miss.
What guest are you talking about, Miss Brown?
Well, maybe I was wrong about this.
Oh,
thing.
Yes, I know what you mean now, yes. Well, yes, I want you to be more explaining to me than this. Well, because they don't used to beat around the bush with me.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to talking to these fellows around here like Amos and Lightning and Brother Crawford. I gotta be around the bush to show them what I mean.
Now, I want to tell you that I want you to tell me everything you can, man, here to help me get this hotel going right, because I am new here and I gotta know these things from somebody.
Well, if you want me to, why, I'll size up everybody for you in a nutshell.
Yes, Miss Brown, I'd like to know more about the personnel of the organization.
Well, now, first of all, there's Brother Crawford. He's the one that's always fighting with you.
I don't know what's the matter with Mr. Crawford. I tried to show him how to put that dining room and kitchen on the paying basis. But he just won't listen to me, and he give me an argument every time I talk to him.
Well, I tell you about Brother Crawford. This is just between the two of us.
Everything you tell me, my friend, is just between the two of us.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Brother Crawford is all right himself. But he married Madam Queen's sister.
Yeah?
Madam Queen run a beauty shop here in Harlem, and me and her is engaged to be married. I as her finance.
Well, what does that got to do with Mr. Crawford?
We call him Brother Crawford.
Well, Brother Crawford.
Well, he married this woman that picks on him all the time, and as I was going to tell you, I think his Brother Crawford is all right. But what he's done, he has been driven to it. He done driven there.
Mr. Brown, if I'm I work for, is Ferdinand.
Hmm.
He is business counselor. And one of the first things that old Mr. Ferdinand said to all of us men that's working, he says to us, he says, boys, don't never let no woman run your business.
Oh, well, Brother Crawford's wife ain't running the business. He is just running him. He run them ragged, too.
I'll make a note of that and take it up with Brother Crawford.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let me have your pencil, please.
But I give you the last one I had a while ago.
You remember what I done with it?
There it is, behind your ear.
Thank you very much. Now, what was I going to make a note on?
That piece of paper in your pocket there, I guess.
No, I mean, what was it talking about?
Brother Crawford.
What about him?
About his wife running the business and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put that down on the piece of paper. And by the way, in the next day or two, I want to have another meeting in connection with the hotel.
Yeah, I'll make a memorandum of that as soon as you finish with the pencil.
Well, now go ahead and tell me more about the next one around here.
Well, I done told you about Lightning, the bellboy.
Well, now, when we speak about Lightning, I think you got a boy there being overworked. He looks like he's tired to me.
Well, he done look tired to me ever since I knowed him.
Is he lazy?
Lazy? Well, He ain't, if you watch him, he ain't no. But if you take your eyes off of him, he go right to sleep on you.
I'll make a note of that about Layton. Remind me when I see him, I won't talk to him.
Yeah. But now I won't tell you about Amos. You met Amos the first day you were here.
Oh, yeah.
He is out with the taxi cab most of the day, about.
Well, the way I guess it, from what you have said from time to time, Mr. Brown, I take it that Amos ain't a very good worker then, is he?
Well, of course, he don't work like I do. I tell Amos everything to do and all that, but he's a pretty good fellow. He's a good friend of mine. Just one thing that I'm going to tell you confidential, though, about Amos.
I want you to know that what you tell me, I ain't going to say nothing about.
Yeah.
I want to know about all the people, Jeff. If I was a fishing expert, I can't be expert unless I know everything.
Well, just between the two of us, Amos is in love. And when I tell you he is in love, I mean he is in love.
We ain't going to let love come into this business.
Oh, I done told him that. But you see, he is crazy about a gal by the name of Ruby Taylor. He think about her all the time. In the morning and in the night. In the middle of the night and all that.
Well, we got to talk to him about that, Miss Brown.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, if he could get Ruby Taylor off his mind, I believe he'd be happier than he is worried about all the time. I done talked to him about it. He claimed, though, that he would rather be worried thinking about Ruby than he would be happy and not thinking about her. So, just between the two of us, I think he's gone. Ain't nothing you can do to help him.
I'll make a note of that, too.
Now, there's one fellow that's disconnected with the hotel by the name of the Kingfish. I'm going to tip you off about the Kingfish.
My friend, I got to know everything.
The Kingfish is one of the smartest men that I know that ain't working. And if you don't watch him, he'll get you.
Now, just a minute, my friend. I want to tell you that I'm just as smart as he is. If I wasn't smart, I wouldn't be no fishing expert. And I want you to know that you got to get up pretty early in the morning to get ahead of me.